The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Wausau works.
Hello, Wausau.
Dive into Wausau's heart with your hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Does that mean I'm stupid?
As they bring you the stories, people, and passion.
You're fine.
Okay, all right.
And make Wausau a community like no other. Your journey through Wausau's soul starts with the Wausau Business Show.
On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah.
Dolly Parton, wow, hello Wausau.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello?
You are listening to the Wausau Business Show. And so are we.
Yes, we are.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And it is Saturday, April 6th at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And this is our debut episode. Welcome. Thank you for listening. Today, we're going to talk to Miss America nuclear engineer Grace Stanky.
And NFL Super Bowl sideline and red carpet reporter, seventh grader from John Muir, Shay Reif. Looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that. She's awesome. If you're listening live, you can always check us out live on Alexa, too. Just tell Alexa to play WXCO at 8 a.m. Central Time. So when it's 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, just say to Alexa, Alexa, play WXCO. And we'll be live on there. But we'll also be on podcasts on Apple and Spotify. Paul, what in the world is the Wausau Business Show anyway? Why don't we start there?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to kick things off. It's a celebration of Wausau business, of everything Wausau has become over the years, the history of Wausau business, and fun and entertainment and other things.
And we also wanted to talk a little bit about who you are, Paul.
Yeah, let's introduce ourselves if I may.
If you can, yeah. What qualifies you to host a Wausau business show, if you don't mind me asking?
I do not. Well, first of all, I'm a native of Wausau. Went to school where I met my good friend and co-host Ryan at John Muir Middle School, graduated from Wausau West High School.
Go Warriors.
So spent my formative years here, moved away to college in Madison and then to Chicago for 15 years where I worked in the business world. Hopefully learned a thing or two, which I brought back a short 5.5 years ago to Wausau. So I'm what you call a boomerang.
And you lived in downtown Chicago?
That's correct. I lived in downtown Chicago, the Windy City.
Jeez. I mean, and people like, I hear people say like, is it safe to live in downtown Chicago?
I think it's important to know where you're going.
Okay.
But yeah, it's relatively safe. Wausau safer. We have that going for us, I'd say,
Amen.
Generally speaking.
Amen. Okay.
Absolutely. Tell us about you, Ryan. Can you introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, sure. I moved back 12 years ago to Wausau.
Also a boomerang.
A boomeranger. Yeah. And also went to Wausau West. Graduated. I spent a couple semesters at what was UWMC at the time. Mm. And then went to Madison. Graduated from Madison. And then worked a little bit. Went back to grad school in Richmond, Virginia at a place called Virginia Commonwealth University. And had the opportunity to work with a lot of clients in business doing consulting work. And then came back to Wausau. And we both work at a company called Rocket Industrial, which helps our clients package with less. So that's a little bit about us. And we're going to be talking to a lot of business leaders in town and a lot of people that make Wausau, Wausau. We also have an important Red Lobster update.
Wow.
It's a critical part of the Wausau Business Show to get Wausonians what we're looking for. And one of those things back in 2012 was Red Lobster. And it goes back, you know, we probably need to redo that survey again.
Right.
It was done by the city of Wausau. But one of the things that was asked was, which national franchise do you want restaurant-wise to come to Wausau? We love our local restaurants.
Right.
But for some reason, this was asked. And overwhelmingly, Red Lobster was number one.
It's fascinating.
And all these years later, we have not gotten our Red Lobster
yet. Not yet.
So we have some leads on who to talk to and who to call for Red Lobster. And we'll also be taking the Wausau Business Show mobile microphone out on the street to get the beat on the street.
Yeah, later this show we'll be out there at the 400 block, which will be fun.
Yeah, it'll be nice to talk to some people on the 400 block. Special thanks to our sponsors, Incredible Bank, Rooterware, Laneware. God rest his soul, was a key component of Wausau. And so Rooterware, we're proud to have them as sponsors on the show, as well as Compass Properties and others who you'll hear from. 100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show will always go to the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin and the Marathon County Fund.
Fantastic to hear. And okay, so the Wausau Business Show is officially open for business.
Cool.
We'll be right back with nuclear engineer and Miss America Grace Stanky.
See you in a second.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business.
The Wausau Business Show.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business.
Dedicated to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
All right, here's a little known fact. The first mayor of Wausau was August Kickbush. Here's a littler known fact. He was mayor twice. Littlest known fact, Kickbush traveled back to Germany in 1867 to enlist 700 German immigrants to Marathon County. So if anyone ever asks you how you'd get more people to move to Wausau, just ask yourself, what would Kickbush do? Because he'd go to Germany and bring back 700 people. That's what he'd do. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Get to Germany. Roastar.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Cannenberg from Rocket Industrial.
Hey, this is Jerry Saber.
And this is Kelly Saber.
I'm Bob Rue.
And I'm Angela Toshner.
Hey, this is Sam over at 72nd Avenue.
Hello, I'm Tong Tao.
This is Chad Waller.
Hey, this is Dom.
Hey, this is Cody.
And I'm Rob.
This is Craig Stipe.
This is Nate Callahan.
Hey, Rocket Industrial.
Just some of the reasons why Rocket Industrial has been certified a great place to work. 9 years running. Forward-thinking companies throughout the United States that want a package with less, choose Rocket Industrial. RocketIndustrial.com.
What kind of name is Incredible Bank? Hey, we get it. It's an unusual name. But our name isn't about us. It's about you. It's our promise to you to provide an incredible customer experience with every interaction, so you can continue to do what makes you incredible. Incredible Bank, the bank for incredible people. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Rooterware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at RooterWare.com.
Broadcasting from the heart of downtown Wausau, this is the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
The Wausau Business Show.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody on the lane. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody on the lane.
All right, this is the Wausau Business Show. We are back. My name is Ryan. That's Paul.
Hello. Hi,
Paul. And the Wausau Business Show features all things business and entertainment and other in Wausau. All the people that make Wausau, Wausau. It's a celebration of our great hometown, our mountainous hometown there with Granite Peak. We hope to have some Granite Peak guests as well in the coming weeks. But right now, we have none other than 2023's Miss America. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grace Stanky.
Welcome. Can't believe she's here.
2023 Miss America. Welcome, Grace.
Yes, welcome,
thank
Grace.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Excited to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, and you just give us a brief background of like the Wausau stuff, like where you grew up, where you went to middle school and grade school and high school.
Yeah, born and raised in Rib Mountain. So I have lived in the same house, same town pretty much my whole life up until college. So I went to South Mountain Elementary School. I was at John Muir for 1 year of middle school. I ended up doing sixth and seventh in 1 year, so that explains this. But then I did 1 year at Newman Catholic, and I did half of high school at Newman, and then the second half at Wausau West. So I did a lot of dual enrollment at, it was UW Marathon County back in my day, if that was super long ago, but it wasn't. And I ended up, after graduating high school, I went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison to study nuclear engineering.
And I saw you got 74 credits at
UWSP, yes. Is that right?
Yeah, so I dual enrollment is something that I pushed really hard for just because I wanted to be challenged in classes. So by the time I graduated high school, I had the equivalent of an associate's degree. This was a really fun thing because UWMC, UWSP at WASA, yeah, whatever right, it is right, now, right. It's a pretty small community and it's a little bit different nowadays just because I think it's more online, but you got to know all the staff on campus. And I'll never forget, you know, I was with all of my friends who were actually college students and they were all getting their associate's degrees. And I had been taking these classes with them and I'm in the office and all the administrators, they look at me and they're like, Grace, we're really sorry. We can't actually give you a degree just because I don't have my high school diploma yet. I was graduating high school 3 weeks later.
Wow.
So that was a fun little thing. But I, you know, it worked out. I didn't need a degree. I just needed to get the credits to UW-Madison for my bachelor's then in that circumstance.
Right. Well, we have our Badger stuff up today.
Love it. I know. I noticed the mug. Go Badgers.
We're both Badgers as well.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. On Wisconsin. Yeah. On Wisconsin.
Can't stop a Badger.
That's right.
Love that new marketing that they're doing. So you're a nuclear engineer now because you just graduated?
Yes. So I graduated in December.
Congrats.
Finished that up during my year as Miss America, which is really exciting. And getting ready to move and start my first big girl job.
Speaking of that, like, you know, I have talked to people about this conversation on both ends of the spectrum, as you might imagine. A lot of people have differing opinions, and one of their things will be like, well, you know, you're just replacing oil and coal with different forms of energy, and you're still taking the same amount of energy out of the earth to create these batteries and everything else for clean energy. So what do you say to that? What's the answer to the person that says that?
Yeah, so nuclear energy doesn't use battery storage at all, which is something that's important to kind of address. I firmly believe that we can't 100% eliminate fossil fuels. We can't 100% eliminate that. There will always be a circumstance where that makes sense. However, we can minimize it. And as our electricity demands continue to grow, we can start building other things to fill that electricity demand. We don't need to keep building natural gas. We've got a lot of really awesome options with nuclear energy where it's reliable, it's always accessible. It provides high-paying jobs, millions of tax dollars to the communities. And additionally, you know, I think it's something that's interesting. You talk about both sides of the aisle. Nuclear is one of the few bipartisan things in America that exists today. We just had the Atomic Energy Advancement Act at the House level, at the federal level, get passed. It's sponsored by a Republican and a Democrat.
Great,
like, that
hear.
Is a huge thing that
love working together.
Yeah, we don't see that often
right,
anymore.
Right, come on, do more of that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's awesome. So, what about this? I'm way out of my like zone.
No, that's
here.
Okay. I was gonna say. I mean, I'll talk about this all
sure,
day. But.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not every day you get to talk to Miss America and a nuclear physicist or a nuclear engineer.
Right.
There's a difference between those two, I'm assuming, but. The nuclear fusion, can you talk about that?
Yes. So fusion is not in the commercial world today. So fusion is the building up of atoms. So there's two main types of nuclear reactions, fission, so F-I-S-S-I-O-N, and fusion, which is F-U-S-I-O-N.
Okay.
I always remember them when I talk to kindergartners or businessmen or congressmen, honestly, anybody of all levels.
Yeah.
Fusion, the U, building up. You're smashing two atoms together to make one larger atom. That's what's happening in our sun. Fusion is something that we see in outer space a lot. We can't necessarily simulate it on Earth because we're trying to make a miniature sun here. That's
right.
That's really, really hot.
I just want to make sure that everybody heard that. Grace Stanky, Miss America, just said that they're trying to make the sun on Earth.
I mean, that's pretty much what it on a basic level, not the same types of atoms being smashed, but fusion is just a different type of reaction. And fission, which is what does exist in current commercial reactors, is the breaking down of atoms. So they're falling apart and we use the little extra pieces. I like to talk about fission like you're taking a bite out of a muffin. You know, I got a Quick Trip. I love the chocolate chip muffins.
Yeah.
That's my go-to. When I take a bite out of it, unfortunately, you know, there's always a couple of crumbs that are all around my car when I'm eating it on my drive to wherever that day, right? Those crumbs are what we actually use to generate nuclear electricity and that electricity that then goes into your home because those crumbs are just little excess particles of things that we can transfer into heat. We use that heat to boil water. Water turns into steam. Steam rises. Steam turns a turbine. Congrats, you're a nuclear engineer.
We're back to the steam engine.
Yeah, right. Couple of quick questions on...
Yeah.
I mean, there's kind of a stigma about nuclear engineer or nuclear energy out there a little bit, maybe unfounded. But what are your thoughts on people's fear of two things? One, the nuclear waste problem, and that may be a fictional thing, perhaps, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that. And then two, the accidents that might happen, like Chernobyl, right, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, so two biggest questions I get the time, you know. So addressing the waste, the one thing I always say, it is not a science problem, it's a policy problem. We can actually recycle nuclear waste. Okay. France does it, Russia does it, India does it. Japan is about to start doing it here this year. It's happening worldwide. We can reuse 90 to 95% of that spent nuclear fuel and put it back into the plant and reuse it again. Right. We just don't allow that here in America. And I will fully admit it's not fully economical here in America to do that quite yet, just from a business standpoint. So that's something that needs to be worked on and addressed there. But in terms of what the issue is, we've been storing it safely for 80 years now.
Right.
We have the technology to continue storing it. And it's something that, like I said, I keep coming back to. It's not a science problem. It's a policy problem. And what we are allowing as an American people. So then addressing question number two, safety. So here's the thing, Chernobyl, Fukushima, Three Mile Island.
Right,
right.
That is 80 years of global nuclear energy generation, of generating 10% of the globe's electricity. That's it.
Right.
That is it. And from each of those circumstances, you know, Chernobyl, I kind of is in a league of its own because it was really a poor culture. It was a poorly designed reactor. We don't have reactors like that in America. They never have existed like that in America. So you physically cannot have something like Chernobyl happen here in America.
And Fukushima was a natural disaster.
Yes. So I actually had the opportunity to go to Fukushima Daiichi in person in October last year, which was really incredible because it was totally unexpected for me. You know, there's only been one confirmed related death to Fukushima from what happened there. And Fukushima, what's incredible is there were six reactors all on that spot, and they made it through the earthquake completely fine. But it's the tsunami that went through. It took out four of the reactors. Two of them were completely fine, but everything was shut down at the time of that tsunami being hit.
Because they saw it coming?
Okay. Well, they knew the earthquake automatically shut it down. Okay. When they have, there's so many cool safety systems in nuclear power plants you know, you can pretty much, as an operator, completely step away. And these power plants, if anything happens, they automatically shut down. They are prepared for it. Our modern designs that are coming out are even getting better at that. It's really fascinating. We had the first nuclear power plant open in America last year in Georgia. So if you're a fan of golf, the Masters Golf Tournament is in Augusta.
Yeah, of course.
Vogtle Nuclear Power Plant is just outside of Augusta.
Okay.
It is now the nation's largest nuclear power plant. And they have two reactors that, you know, they just have a tank of water that sits on top of the reactor because in the circumstance of a Three Mile Island, a partial meltdown, something along those lines, that water just streams down, it goes up, steam, condenses, and it's just this perpetual cycle of eternal cooling then, essentially. And not eternal, that's a strong word, I should say, but it's things like that, that there's so much innovation and also a massive culture shift that we've had as an industry. When it comes to safety, you know, I like to talk about when I got my first co-op, my first like internship with a nuclear company. I was working on a company that owned and operated 12 different nuclear power plants across the country. I was 17 years old. I got into this field knowing absolutely nothing about it. I actually got into it out of spite because my dad told me not to go into it, okay? So I'm sitting there working, you know, like, okay, coding a little project, tapping away on my keyboard. And I finish it, and listen, I mean, would you guys be confident on a 17-year-old who got into this field out of spite coding a project for 12 different nuclear power plants?
Right.
Probably
like,
not.
Like, yes, I was the 17-year-old, and I wasn't confident in that program. And so going through that review process of what happens between, you know, finishing it up as an employee versus when it gets implemented, there were four people that individually reviewed that project, completely extensively tested it, tried to break it, did everything possible. And then we all sat down on a Zoom call together because this was wonderful COVID time.
Right.
And until the answer to the question was, you know, what is worst case scenario if this goes wrong and are we ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
until the answer to that was yes, that program was not getting implemented.
Wow.
You know, and that's a standard that's held industry-wide. It's really awesome because I've had the opportunity to go to a lot of power plants owned and operated by different companies, different countries.
Uh-huh.
And everywhere, there's a standard for excellence. There's always a plan. There's always a well-thought-out process of what we can be doing to improve. Every single day, there's something of saying, hey, what can we do to make tomorrow better?
Yeah, and it's like, what's the black swan event
exactly.
that we're needing to plan for? Mm-hmm. Well, we could talk about nuclear fission and nuclear fusion
all day.
All day.
All
yeah,
day.
We really could, because you have all the answers, it seems. But they ultimately did, were successful in Southern California at creating the sun,
yes.
were they not? And hotter than the sun?
So that was actually, funny story about this, that's actually the morning of my Miss America interview that was released. That press release came out
wow.
about
Timely.
That Lawrence yeah. Livermore thing, which I don't know. I think that, like, you know, I think God had something to do with that morning, because then that was a hot topic throughout the week at Miss America.
Things were meant to be, I guess.
Yeah. So that wasn't necessarily hotter than the sun.
Okay.
That reaction was just the first one that they had a net positive amount of energy.
Okay.
So a lot of, you know, trying to create the sun. There's a lot of energy that you've got to contain in one area.
Jeez.
So typically they use magnetics or speed to try and contain that. So they'll try and hit things together when they're traveling really fast.
And that's called a colander?
Mm-hmm. A colander?
Isn't that?
I like it.
Isn't it?
I mean, an accelerator?
Isn't the Haldron colander, isn't that? What they're doing there?
Am I missing something?
No, sorry.
Let's keep going. Okay.
Keep going.
No, that's okay. So, yeah.
Collider,
so
speed, maybe?
Collider? Is that? I was going to say, yeah. I don't know, but
we'll
whatever.
Move on, yeah.
So, speed or magnetics are really the two forms of confinement, and it takes a lot of energy to confine that.
So, here's a question from my 6-year-old son, Jude.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing you've ever engineered?
Oh, that I've ever engineered. So I, you know, since I'm just starting my career, I unfortunately don't have a lot of really cool nuclear
sure.
projects yet.
Yeah.
But one really awesome thing I did actually my freshman year at UW-Madison, they have an introduction to engineering course there that all engineers have to take in some form, whether it's major specific or not. And basically you're given a person in the community that has a real world problem, and you're put with a group of 6 other freshmen who have no idea what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
Or got into this out of spite.
Right.
Or maybe they're like,
right.
I already filed to transfer my major, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, I give up.
And yeah, and you've got this semester to solve this problem.
Cool.
Now, for us, we had a gentleman, his daughter had disabilities, and she wasn't able to enter and leave her home independently. She had very limited arm and leg mobility, but she had a little bit of foot mobility. So to allow this girl, as she was growing up, her independence and still allow this home to be secure, we created this design of this door that would open using a foot pedal for her to go on her wheelchair. And it was just like, it's really cool to see those designs actually being used. You know, I think for sons and daughters listening, sitting in class and learning and doing the math problem of, okay, Timothy goes to the grocery store and buys 68 watermelon bags and each bag has 6 water, you know, like that
right.
it's not the same as actually seeing someone realize that they have the ability to enter and leave their
right.
home on their own accord now.
And those are all the building
really
blocks doing those story problems
exactly.
that lead to
yes.
Miss America.
Yeah, and that's and I will say those theory things that you learn in class, super important, but it's really awesome to be able to use that theory that you learn in those math classes and those science classes and those English classes too, with communication, with all of these other skills, and to use them for solving the real world problems and helping someone just live a better life.
Very
you know,
cool.
that's just like so fulfilling and heartwarming.
Very cool. Yeah.
I love engineers.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the best question? So you were Miss America for 2023. You just ended mm-hmm. kind of your reign there. Is that what they call it? A reign?
Yeah. I mean, they have a ton of different words. So yeah, that works.
All right. What, and you traveled the globe. I saw you were in Dubai, Japan, all over.
Something
yeah.
like 270,000 miles.
About.
You
yeah.
Wow.
About.
A lot of miles. Yeah.
Listen, I'm besties with the Central Wisconsin Airport TSA now. We wave, we hug, we've laughed, we've cried together. It's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We'll be right back with Miss America Grace Stanky,
including one of her most memorable questions she's gotten as Miss America.
Stay tuned.
Let's get down to business.
The Wausau Business Show.
Let's get down to business.
Dedicated to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show's following business commercials benefit Your Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. For 37 years, Your Community Foundation has granted funds to organizations and projects such as the 400 Block, the Children's Imaginarium, Boys and Girls Club, JoJo's Jungle, and many more to help make our community brighter. Learn more by Googling the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And now, our esteemed Wausau Business Show sponsors.
Hey, this is Daniel. My family and I moved to Wausau from Arkansas.
This is Nolan, and I moved from Washington State. We're with the Pinery Coffee Company here in downtown Wausau at 300 North 3rd Street, or right across from Bull Falls Radio.
At the Pinery, we believe that every cup tells a story of rich flavors, locally roasted beans, and an unwavering commitment to community impact.
Go ahead and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check us out at thepinerycoffeeco.com, or better yet, come on by.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
You're in the sauce, and the Wausau Business Show is in the air like cheddar cheese.
The Wausau Business Show.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country.
And we're back on the Wausau Business Show. We have Grace Stanky, Miss America, here in the studio.
And so you've done a lot of these interviews. What's the best question that you were asked, that like the most memorable question that you've been asked in that year?
I mean, are you looking for specifically from a media interview or just like any question?
Well, let's do one of each.
Okay, so any question, one that immediately jumps to mind. This was actually in La Crosse. I was at the Dairyland Power Co-op conference, and you know, I'm speaking as the keynote speaker, and this is a bunch of, you know, utility providers and, you know, all of that. But they had a choir come in of middle school and high school students from the area come in to sing the national anthem and stuff before the conference began.
Nice.
And I was just sitting there talking with these girls, and that was one of those moments where for me, I've always, you know, when I was as Miss America, you know, right, when I had the crown and sash on, to me, yes, I'm Miss America, but I'm still just Grace Stanky.
Right.
I'm still just a girl from Wausau, Wisconsin, who's just trying to do good in the world,
cool,
right? That was one appearance where I walked into that room and those girls' reactions was a moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot I'm Miss America. But it was really cool because I sat there and we talked about nuclear science and engineering and math and all these cool things. There was one girl in the back of the room that, you know, depending on where I am in the country, some young people know a little bit more about nuclear science than others.
Right.
And La Crosse, you know, that when young people know about nuclear science, it's typically areas that have a nuclear power plant nearby. La Crosse does not have an active current power plant nearby. They have one that was decommissioned a while ago. It's been completely decommissioned.
Hmm.
And this girl was not of the age to have lived during the time that was existing. So,
right.
But she was so excited. And she was asking me about, you know, micro reactors, small modular reactors, all of these
wow
things that I'm like, you are 16 years old. Like that is
very
something
cool
that is really incredible. And the reason I say that is not just because she was asking technical questions, but she showed that passion,
right,
and that love and that excitement for something that she really felt that strongly for. And that
right
is so cool to see.
Yeah, it's so often that,
yeah,
you know, you get develop that passion young in life and you see it through, you know,
yeah,
that's very cool. How many times this year did you get asked about the movie starring Steve Carell, Little Miss Sunshine?
Never.
Not yet.
I don't.
This
I've never heard
time
of that. I've never heard of that movie.
Well,
I was like, I know The Office, right? Steve Carell.
Yeah,
is
right,
what I was going to say. I'm like,
I just figured it would come up all the time. It's
no,
it's a, yeah, a little,
never.
It's a beautiful story. It'll make you cry.
Okay.
Little Miss Sunshine. Yeah. Heartwarming,
right,
funny.
That's a good one.
It's a little, about a little girl who gets into the pageantry circuit.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. Like, even in the pageant world, I've never heard of it.
Oh,
because, like,
wild.
The pageant world has their, like, fixations on, like, Miss Congeniality and
right,
all of
okay,
that
yeah
stuff. But I've never heard of that before. I'll
yeah
have to watch that.
Cool. So, speaking of the pageant world,
yeah,
So you were Miss Wisconsin prior to being, of course, Miss America.
Yes.
And you were also Miss Teen Wisconsin. Is that right?
Yeah. So that was back in 2017. So Miss Wisconsin's Outstanding Teen is, I competed in the teen division for 2 years. Yeah. The first year I went to the state competition, I actually was Miss Wausau Area's Outstanding Teen.
Cool.
We didn't have a local competition for the Wausau area at the time. So I went at large. But since this year, we now have a Miss Wausau area competition. So,
and aren't you and your parents?
My mom is running it. Yeah,
nice.
I mean, since I'm moving, I'm not super involved with it as much.
Right.
But,
so it's back.
Yes, so it is back, which is really, really exciting. So,
and that's something that started in the 50s. What's the history?
I don't know the history, like for specifically Miss Wausau.
Miss Wausau, they had it in like 50 years ago or something, and then they got it. Fizzled out.
Yeah,
fizzled
the last one. Yeah, that's what the last one I've heard from just community members was the last one was about 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We had actually, it was really cool. One of our volunteers that helped out this year, she's like, I remember going to the last one that we had in Wausau when I was a little girl. And then she was back this year helping out as a volunteer, which was just really
very
cool.
Very cool. Yeah, so so that's how you got in your passion for pageantry?
Not really. I got into it just because I play violin. I always took lessons at the conservatory here in town.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah. And I really sucked at performing, in all honesty. Like, I would forget my music. I would shake, which doesn't do good things for your sound quality.
Right.
And I found the Miss America's Outstanding Teen opportunity as a way to perform in other venues and in front of audiences, and also have the ability to play music other than classical music. Listen, I love Bach, I love Vivaldi, I love all of those things. But it's been really fun because Miss America has also provided me an outlet to play things like Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Nice.
I've played a lot of really just fun pieces through it too. So,
well, it clearly worked because you played the violin at the pageant. Am I?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I cannot sing or dance. My only talent is violin.
You knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate
Grace, very impressive. Grace Stanky, Miss America. Who would you say the person that has most impacted or inspired you in your life so far?
I mean, can I say my parents?
Sure.
I mean, I feel like that's a cheat answer, but...
Is your dad's an engineer?
Yeah,
civil
so
engineer?
My dad's a civil engineer, and my mom has always... She was a stay-at-home mom, but she's always been the communicator. And growing up, I really appreciate that. I appreciate all of the life lessons. You know, my mom instilled in us, try something new that scares you every day.
Nice.
My dad also, you know, he's a 2-time cancer survivor, and kind of the life lessons that we had as a family going through that process was... really, really crucial. And he's always taught us to stay strong. You know, he knows when to tell us to suck it up and keep going. But then mom is like, you know what, it's okay to cry too.
Nice.
Or whatever it might be. So I'm really, really thankful for my parents and everything they've done for me, everything they've done to bring me up.
And do you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have one older brother, one older sister.
Uh-huh.
My sister is an English teacher. She actually taught as a student teacher here at Wausau West for a little bit. She's now in South Korea teaching English. But
nice.
Then my
cool.
brother is a electrical engineer at Milwaukee Tool.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
Great company.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I saw that you did something with the Marathon County Historical Society, a Woman Who Can campaign.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't necessarily do it, but it started with the Oshkosh Historical Society, actually,
okay.
where the Miss Wisconsin competition is held. After I became Miss America, they asked for my Miss America gown and had it on display in some of my other competition wardrobe, which is really funny because, like, I thrifted some of my competition wardrobe.
Oh,
and
wow.
it was really kind of funny
nice.
To go through and see it in a museum then.
Right.
So it was in Oshkosh for about 7 months, and then it came to the Marathon County Historical Society and was here in Wausau for a bit, which was really cool.
So you could go and see that right now.
It is no longer up.
Okay.
So it was just like a seasonal thing.
Gotcha.
It ended in October or November.
Okay. Do you have to give
sure.
the crown back?
No, I get to keep it.
You get to keep
funny story, I broke the crown 3 times during my year as Miss America.
Oh no.
Does it get replaced or repaired?
They have an alternate
okay.
that you get while you send in one for repair.
Okay.
So then like I just had to keep swapping these crowns out because they just like kept breaking.
Is it like a real expensive crown?
No, God
no.
No,
oh, okay.
no it's not that valuable. I think the Miss America crown is like $400 maybe. You
okay,
know, it's
yeah.
crafted. It's something that you can only get if you're the Miss America organization. Nobody can just go buy one.
Right.
It's trademarked and copyrighted and all that good stuff. So,
what's,
yeah.
What's the, what would you say the funniest experience of the year as Miss America was?
Oh, okay. I was at the Kentucky Derby, and that's something that's like, you know, I never really thought I would be at the Kentucky Derby in right. more of like, you know, the celebrity area, which is just really weird.
Because
like I said, I'm just Grace Stanky from Wausau. And I look over to my right and I'm like, there's Chris Harrison there. And then I look over to my left and I'm like, that's Jack Harlow. And I'm like, this is really weird, right. you know? Like,
surreal.
This is just strange.
Yeah.
So it was really surreal, but it's really awesome because I think that everybody at that level, you know, celebrity worship, all that stuff, mm-hmm. whatever, just human beings. Like, we were all just there hanging out, having a good time, which was really, really cool to see.
I love it. You've mentioned a couple of times that you're Grace Stanky from Wausau. That's who you are. You grew up here. Any advice for kids of Wausau to reach their dreams?
You know, I think Wausau is amazing, but spending a little bit of time outside of Wausau right. is also really amazing too. One thing that I've really valued is really traveling and seeing the world and being in different parts of the country. And I'm really blessed because of Miss America, because that enabled me to do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to do that had it not been for that opportunity as much as I did. And it makes me appreciate home even more. It makes me appreciate, you know, going through and going skiing at Granite Peak, hiking right. to the quarry in Rib Mountain, going to my favorite restaurants. You know, I love it because I had this habit of anytime I flew back home, I would always go to the same restaurant.
And what's that?
I always love Becca's. I'm cool. die hard for Becca's. The barbecue chicken panini. Oh, so good.
That's nice. Awesome. So
good. What's your favorite pizza place in town?
Oh, you know, I hot take, I'm not a huge pizza person.
Oh, okay. That is a hot take. Yeah. Miss America doesn't like pizza.
I mean, okay, but like it's okay, I do like it. I love Portezzi's, like just the frozen thick crust cheese fries.
Good call.
We don't really get takeout or like order delivery pizza. So it's usually the Portezzi thick crust, specifically thick crust
more
cheese
thin
fries.
Crust
okay.
So,
like
a Portezzi. Yeah, that's
thick
good.
Thick crust, a little bit undercooked.
Oh,
so good.
Do the dip? You dip it?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
You gotta do the dip.
She's a dipper.
Yeah.
She's a dipper.
So Miss America has been such a great platform, and we're going to wrap up here, and thanks for your time. What are your goals from here? What's Grace Stanky's five-year plan?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's the million-dollar question. Right. I have no idea, and I think that's exciting, though.
Sure.
Looking forward right now, I'm getting ready to move, actually. I'll be heading out of Wisconsin for a little bit. Unfortunately, there's not a ton of job opportunities for nuclear engineers here in Wisconsin. There are a few. We have one operating plant over by Manitowoc and a couple of medical facilities in Janesville area.
Okay.
But just neither of those were right fits for me, so I'm headed out of the state for a little bit. I'll be working as a nuclear fuels engineer and clean energy advocate. So I'll be continuing this, developing my technical skills and, you know, communicating and talking to people of all ages, all backgrounds about energy, about our electricity, about how people, you know, your utilities isn't just a bill that you have to pay at the end of the month. You
right.
do have a voice. You do have a say. Here's how you can play a part in that.
And what are you going to miss most about Wausau?
I'm going to miss my parents' dogs. I should say that much. I was sitting there this morning, like crying a little bit. Cause I'm like, aw. But I am really going to miss just the people that Wausau has, you know, it's a very, very tight knit community. And I think that that's really incredible.
Well, we hope you come back to visit us often.
Oh, I will. Yeah. I will. Fourth of July is my plan is to always be back in Wisconsin.
Don't be afraid of what we call boomerang back to Wausau at some point in your career and set roots down.
We'll see.
Did I hear you're engaged? Now?
I am, yeah. So this actually happened. I haven't publicly announced it yet, but that's okay. I was gonna say it's fine. I don't really care. I'm waiting for a couple pictures. Yeah. I just got back from Africa. I was in Tanzania. We climbed Mount Kilimanjaro and he proposed at the top.
Oh,
went on a safari, goodness. Went to Zanzibar. It was really wonderful. That
I'm
was
feeling
my...
insecure about my proposal.
It was pretty awesome.
Is he an engineer too?
No, he's a, I like to call him a finance bro, but he works in like the banking industry and everything like that. So.
Did you meet him at school, Madison?
I actually met him through Miss Wisconsin, conveniently enough. So his older sister is a former Miss Wisconsin, and I became friends with her, and I got to know him, and the rest is history. Six years later, here we are. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank
so you're
you.
Moving
Appreciate
together.
It.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Did you say that you're after this, before we started, you mentioned that you're going back home, packing up, getting ready to move, and you have to change some batteries in your car or something?
Changing tires on the trailer that's hauling out, you know, our stuff. So.
This is what engineers do.
That's right.
It is.
It's all problems.
It is. Oh,
Miss America.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Grace, I mean, what a privilege for you to be here today on the Wausau Business Show.
Yeah, real honor.
You as you Badgers, guys. Paul and I, on behalf of the University of Wisconsin, and on behalf of all of us in Wausau, you've really made us all proud.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm proud to be from Wausau.
We're
I
honored
really
to
am.
Have Miss America from Wausau, and we're honored to have you here today. Thank you very much for being here.
You're humble, you're talented, very impressive. Wasn't sure what to expect. But with all of this, just give us one bad habit that Grace Stanky, Miss America,
okay,
has.
Okay, I have the worst chocolate addiction. Even this morning, so I had my bagel and cream cheese, but then I had the brownie cookies from Quick Trip.
Nice.
So good.
Nice.
Love Quick Trip.
I love Hershey's chocolate bars. Anytime I'm in airports, it's like a habit now that if I'm just in an airport, I have to do it. So that's my worst habit is I love chocolate. And it's, you know, it's fine.
Well, there's a brand new chocolate shop in downtown Wausau that just opened last week. So
is there?
FYI.
Yeah, you should check it out on your way out.
I was going to say, I'll have to swing by quick.
Grace Stanky, Miss America, nuclear engineer from Wausau, Wisconsin. Thanks a lot for your time, Grace.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grace.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Wausau works.
Hello, Wausau.
Dive into Wausau's heart with your hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Does that mean I'm stupid?
As they bring you the stories, people, and passion.
You're fine.
Okay.
And make Wausau a community like no other. Your journey through Wausau's soul starts with the Wausau Business Show.
All right, we're back with the Wausau Business Show live from beautiful downtown Wausau. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And here we are. This is an amazing show. Grace Stanky stopped by. That was amazing.
Amazing.
Talking to her.
A lot to say. I loved it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And then now we have Shay Reif, seventh grader at John Muir Middle School. Just recently back about a month ago from the Super Bowl.
Right.
And she wants to be Aaron Andrews. Let's welcome her in and talk to her all about it. Welcome, Shay Reif.
Shay, welcome to the Wausau Business Show.
Welcome, Shay.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Welcome back home. How long have you been back? You've been back a few weeks now.
Yes,
you know,
a couple weeks, yes.
Super Bowl, what an exciting Super Bowl. So you were actually obviously at the game. In overtime, what an exciting game!
And it was crazy because the touchdown was on our side where we were sitting.
Who did you go with?
My dad.
Just your dad?
Yes.
And you had to pick between your mom and your dad?
Exactly.
How did you do that?
My dad volunteered himself, and my mom volunteered herself, and then they figured it out. I couldn't pick.
You picked or they picked?
They picked.
Oh, so they worked that out themselves.
Yeah.
They let you off the hook on that choice.
Yeah,
good. You didn't have to pick between your mom and your dad. But if you had to pick between your mom and your dad, who would you have picked?
Ooh.
I mean, it depends what we're doing.
Okay. How old are you, Shay?
I'm 13.
Okay, 13 and in seventh grade and on the honor roll at John Muir. And the Packers, the Green Bay Packers, you applied, you entered the competition, and you won. And how did you, what kind of application process did you do to be an NFL reporter?
So my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Post, sent me, she works at Rim Mountain, she sent me the contest 2 days before it closed.
Uh-huh.
And it was a rainy Sunday, so me and my little sister worked on it all day long, a video. So I was interviewing her on like three questions they had everyone ask. So then my mom sent in the video, and then we waited, I think, 2 months. And then in December, which we sent the video in September, so then they said, called and said, we won. Well, I won.
Did they call you or did they call your mom?
My mom.
And when, so your mom told you then?
Yeah. I was at school, and then she got the call, so she told me right when I got home.
And what was your reaction?
Jumping up and down and crying.
What, are you nervous, Shay, when you had to do the demo?
Not for the, wait, for the, like, real thing? Or
for the video?
For the initial video that you submitted.
Oh, we could have, like, many takes, so not really.
And you're comfortable behind the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And so you sent that off, and they called you back, and you were jumping up and down. What was your family's reaction, your brothers and sisters?
Well, my dad thought it was a scam. My mom had the same reaction as me. My siblings were just super happy and then hoping that they would get to go too.
You had a very clever Invisalign line in there about the braces. Have you since gotten your braces off?
So I ended up getting my braces off like a week before the Super Bowl and then got the Invisalign on since it's sponsored by Invisalign. Cool. And so far, I'm loving my Invisalign.
Wow, that's awesome. Those are cool. Yeah, why would anybody have braces anymore when you can get those Invisalign clear ones? What are your thoughts on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? We have to ask.
I think it's really cute for them together, and I guess it's bringing a lot more attention to the games, which is, like, good for the NFL.
Good. Wow. She's pumping the NFL already here.
Yeah, I love it. Were you able to meet Taylor Swift?
No, sadly. I didn't, like, I never saw her, but I did see Mama Kelce, which is Travis Kelce's mom.
Very cool.
And who did you meet? Tell us who you met.
I met Melissa Stark. I'm trying to think who else. The Vikings head coach, Kevin O'Connell, Deion Sanders, Aaron Jones, which I got was super excited, Devondre Campbell, Cam Jordan.
Wow.
A lot of really cool people.
And I understand you met Mark Murphy?
Yes, I did.
And how was that?
It was amazing, and he was very personal and came up. I saw him other times in the weekend, and he came up to me and gave me a hug, and he also gave me this disco ball football that says Packers Super Bowl on it, which is it's like hanging up right now.
So cool.
Wow.
Super cool and super kind of him.
That's who Matt LaFleur guess that's Matt LaFleur's boss's boss, right?
Yeah, he runs the whole thing.
Yeah, he's
the guy.
He's the CEO of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
And I understand he's going to be retiring. Is that right?
Yeah, in August, because once he turns 70, he can't be president anymore.
You caught him at the right time.
Cool. And you've always wanted to be a sports reporter?
I think like since second grade, I'm pretty sure. I was watching the Packers play the Dallas Cowboys, and Aaron Jones waved when he was going into the end zone, which he ended up getting fined for, and then I thought that was really funny, so then I started watching the games, and then, yeah.
What makes a good sideline reporter, would you say?
Someone who can ask the questions that never anyone has asked before and get to the bottom of the game.
And how do you think the Packers are going to do this year?
Oh, I think they're going to be better than last year.
I like that.
Making definitely farther in the playoffs and hopefully get into the big game.
Why do you think they're going to be better this year than last year?
I feel like this year a lot of people doubted them at the start of the year. They were more of the youngest team in the NFL. Youngest team, actually, I'm pretty sure, in NFL history to make it to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Got some experience this year, probably getting some good players from the draft and hopefully being able to put better team together this year and make it.
And then he went to the NFL honors and they gave out Man of the Year and they gave out MVP. Who won MVP this year?
Lamar.
Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Okay, just first name, Lamar.
Yep.
And Lamar.
That's all that's needed.
Cool. Lamar.
Yeah. And this was the coolest thing that's ever happened in your life?
Definitely.
So far. Wow, that is amazing. And go ahead.
I kept on saying it's the best day ever. Mom's like, that should be your day you got baptized.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah. Thank you, Father Martin. And what are your plans now? What are you going to do now that you have all this experience under your belt?
To follow this up, what are you going to do?
Well, let's hope I'm going to keep working hard and hopefully can get to my dreams, being an NFL reporter. And I've been posting on my Insta, shay.smiles, which I'll be doing, I think, maybe some game reports, stuff like that. So get a bigger following.
You're well on your way. That's great.
Where do you want to go to college?
I don't know yet. I haven't really gave that much thought.
Yeah, okay.
Are there any good broadcasting schools that you know of?
I hear Marquette here in Wisconsin's adding a sports journalism.
Cool.
Yes, but they don't have a football team, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. So, you're from Wausau, Wisconsin. You were born here.
Yep.
What do you like most about living in Wausau?
I love, all the different things you can do here. Skiing, there's so many, different cultures, many amazing people, too. And, you can be outdoor, so many cool things outdoors.
Great. What's your favorite restaurant in Wausau?
Red Eye.
Red Eye.
Good choice.
Great choice. And where do you plan on retiring? Let's talk about your
somewhere
retirement.
Warm.
Good answer.
So what's John Muir like these days?
John Muir's a great school. It's like the best school ever. It's so fun there.
Yeah, you're on the honor roll. Who's your principal?
Angel, wait, I can't even think of her name.
Good, you've not been to the principal's office that much.
Going good sign. Yeah. Who's your favorite teacher?
Miss Halpin. Or Mr. I don't know. I like all my
teachers. You sort of like them all.
Do you think they still do the Yippy Skippy? You want to tell her about that?
Yeah, do they still on Fridays? The principal used to get on the microphone and do the announcements that broadcast into every classroom, and the first thing he would say is, "It's Friday, Yippy Skippy!"
And then everyone would put their feet like this?
No, different classes at every like day, but I used to do, well, this year they like redid it, but last year I did it on Fridays.
You would do the announcements?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
And what are they building in that addition that they're putting on?
Music rooms and then more classrooms.
Oh, okay.
Well, what a cool event. Once in a lifetime. Hopefully it's not for you, but for many people, that's a once in a lifetime event, and to be able to be on the field and at the NFL honors, that's just really cool. And all of Wausau's proud of you for winning that and representing us on the field at the Super Bowl. So way to go.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Shay Rife, NFL Super Bowl reporter from Wausau, Wisconsin.
Thanks, Shay.
Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Wandering Wausau to get the beat on the street.
First of all, nice to meet you. I'm Ryan. This is Paul. We're with the Wausau Business Show.
Hi there.
You're here with your lovely husband. What's your name?
Randy.
Randy, are you from Wausau?
Yes, we are.
And how long have you lived here?
I've lived here my whole life.
You recruited Randy?
Yes.
About 40 years, yeah.
40. And what brings you downtown today?
We actually are volunteers at the Grand Theater, and we just got out of a show.
Oh, thank you for your time. What's your favorite thing about Wausau?
The feeling of community, friendliness.
Your husband.
My husband.
Okay. Don't forget that.
Okay.
And your thoughts on Red Lobster?
Sure.
We're in favor. Yes.
You're in favor. You'd go?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Have you ever talked about that topic before?
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Every now and then. Yep.
Yeah. Well, how so?
Oh, just
when,
in conversation.
When we're going to be big enough to have one. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we're working on it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Great. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. Well, I was born in Wausau. And I live here in Wausau. Private Island, Wausau. It's my community.
Here we go. It's ringing. Owners of Red Lobster, Golden Gate Capital, San Francisco. It's a San Francisco number. God, this could be the moment. This could be the it. This could be it, Paul.
The culmination of years.
We just need to talk to somebody in charge. Do we ask for somebody in charge? What? How do we say that? Can we talk to the... I need to talk to the president? CEO?
Your highest ranking official.
Hello, I need to talk to your highest ranking official, please. And we should sound very authoritative when we ask that.
That's right.
We also are representing the Wausau community here as well, so we want to make a good impression.
Absolutely.
There's never a second chance. Boy, it's ringing. Okay, the pressure's on, Wausau.
All of our agents are busy helping other customers.
Agents.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay.
When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hello, this is Paul and Ryan. We host a radio show in Wausau, Wisconsin, one of the best towns in America. And we're located 90 minutes due west of Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field.
Home of the Green Bay Packer World Championship Organization.
Go Pack-o.
And we were just curious if we could talk to someone about bringing a Red Lobster to Wausau, Wisconsin. We believe that it would be very, very successful here. We love your offerings on your menu.
Big fan.
I am a huge fan of the color of your lobster, particularly the reddish hue.
Beautiful.
And our number here, if you could please give us a call back, it's rather urgent. We've been waiting a better part of a decade or more as citizens of the community. 1-715-9
Wausau, WAUSAU. It's our number, and you can call it 24/7, 365. Operators are standing by.
Try to get someone in charge to do it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, well, all right. That's our first attempt. We will stay on this. It will be our mission in life as a radio program. We have to ask them about things like what traffic patterns they're looking for, what traffic volumes they're looking for. Are you looking for a certain number of population? Because a lot of times what happens is these organizations look at Wausau and they Google Wausau and it says 42,000 people.
Right.
Well, that's not true. We have 120-some thousand people when you include Weston and Schofield and all the outlying areas. So I have to imagine... once you tell them also about Granite Peak and all the visitation that we have, all the tourism here, Red Lobster will be salivating.
Yeah, first step might be informing them what they're missing out on.
Exactly. And then I think it would be appropriate for us to, what is like a petition always a bad thing or it can be a good thing too, right?
I think
like,
it can be a good thing.
You can ask the citizens of Wausau, you, our valued viewers, to maybe meet us at the 400 block at some point, and we will have a honorary Red Lobster petition signing ceremony at the 400 block. Maybe we'll walk around with some pamphlets and a clipboard during the 400 block series this summer and ask people to sign, and we will gladly dig into our own wallets. Paul, I think you can afford, will you split it with me?
This cause? Absolutely.
Well, for the paper, for the pens, for the clipboards that we need, maybe we'll have a whistle for no particular reason, and then we'll get those signatures, maybe a couple hundred of them, and we'll send it off to Golden State Capital, the owners of 759 Red Lobsters throughout this great United States of America. And with any luck, we will be the 760th location.
More Red Lobster to come.
Get in touch. Email info at wausaubusiness.com or call 715-9-WAUSA. That's 715-992-8728. 715-9-WAUSA. We'll check the messages on our answering machine soon.
Get ready for an unforgettable journey through the hits of Chicago as Community Ambassadors Through Music proudly presents Alive Again, a tribute to Chicago.
Children play in a park. They don't know.
April 26th and 27th at the prestigious Venengan Theater, located at UWSP in Wausau. Sway to the rhythm of Saturday in the Park. Feel the memories wash over you with If You Leave Me Now. And let your heart soar with You're the Inspiration. It's not just about the music. It's about making a difference. Your presence supports a vital cause. Scholarships for aspiring musicians. Alive Again, a tribute to Chicago. Presented by Community Ambassadors Through Music, April 26th and 27th at the Venenga Theater at UWSP in Wausau. Grab your friends, family, and fellow music lovers and head over to AliveAgainTribute.com to get your tickets now.
Discover the Milk Merchant, nestled in downtown Wausau's River West District, where every selection is curated with care and where every bite tells a story. The Milk Merchant brings you an exquisite collection of Wisconsin and imported cheeses, charcuterie boards, specialty foods, and unique home goods. Our love for quality food drives us to support local dairy farmers and artisans. Stop in to sample a selection of the finest Wisconsin cheeses, from Pleasant Ridge Reserve to the legendary 15-year-age cheddar. Mention this ad for a free wine sample. Let us curate a gift basket perfect for any occasion, or join us in a culinary adventure by signing up for one of our events at themilkmerchant.com.
The Wausau Business Show.
The number one show for and about Wausau. Every Saturday morning, 8 to 9. And available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Alexa. Visit wausaubusiness.com for more details.
Coming up next week, Paul, who do we have?
Next week we have, we're going over to the Grand Theater.
Sean Wright.
Yes, looking forward to that on stage.
It'll be amazing. Next week on the Wausau Business Show, special thanks to our sponsors and also to Civic Media for believing in us on this one. We'll get better. We'll get better. Don't Don't you worry, Civic.
That's a promise.
17159-WASSAW. 17159-WASSAW. If you need to get a hold of us this week at all, or info@wassawbusiness.com. And now we're going to close our inaugural Wausau Business Show broadcast with a band that, after graduating from UWMC, now UWSP at Wausau, started their record label ARC Records and their recording studio, Premier Recording Studios, here in Wausau, and then went on to sign with Capitol Records and CBS. And this song, 85 Miles Per Hour, was just one of their hits on Billboard charts and on the radio stations across the United States, all exported from here in Wausau, Wisconsin. Enjoy. And until next week, from high atop Rib Mountain. Are we allowed to say that?
I'm not sure. We should check.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end.
Das BNA Wausau Business Show Transmission. Allreiz Reserve 2024.